Welcome back to the WILO Party Line. Melissa, Cindy in with you. It is a Monday. The online telecast, by the way, which you could be watching at HoosierlandTV.com, is brought to you by our friends at Culligan Water, TC Trailers, Pagan Pen, Timber Frame Builders, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Party Line itself is presented by our friends at Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Big O Tires in Lebanon, Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspapers, Marshan's Window Tinting, they stick it where the sun shines, Encompass Credit Union, community minded, just like you, and TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. And it is time for our Marshan's Small Business Spotlight. And we have our guest on the line with us this morning. We welcome Scott Bagley. Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. And Scott is with Mulberry Woodworking, the owner of that beautiful location. And I say that because some of the things that you have created are phenomenal. We'll just start with that. So tell us a little bit about what your business is, and then we'll talk about how you kind of got started doing this.
Well, thank you very much. So my business is primarily a woodworking business. I say primarily because we've been adding some services lately, and that's been fun and different. We primarily install a lot of custom cabinetry and do a little bit of woodworking, custom woodworking as well. And then I've been doing this for quite a long time. Got started I think it was around 2003 or so, and I was working for a hardwood lumber yard in Colorado, and they had offered some woodworking classes to the employees, and so I just took as many classes as I could, and I just fell in love with woodworking. Eventually I started wanting to go home with my customers and build things with them rather than just sell the materials. And so I started working for one of my customers, and he trained me in how to be a trim carpenter and do some custom woodworking. And so from there, just, you know, worked for a couple other builders and eventually moved to Denver, Colorado, where I worked with a team of just unbelievable carpenters, and they really trained me and honed my skill. And that's what got me started. And then we moved to Indiana about 4 years ago and restarted my business here, and we're growing, and it's been wonderful. We've absolutely loved living in Indiana and just really enjoyed the people here.
Did you have a connection to Indiana that brought you here?
You know, yes, I did, but it was very distant to me. But we have a lot of family that's in the area here, and my dad's side of the family has a lot of roots around Tipton and that area, and he went to Ball State. So we have family in Greentown and family in Tipton, and my parents live just over the border in Illinois, so we get to see them a fair amount. And that was really the big reason for the move for us, was just to be closer with family.
I was going to say, because that's a heck of a hop, skip, and a jump going from Colorado to Indiana. So
yeah.
It makes sense,
yeah.
If you got family ties here as well. I know, I want to encourage everybody to go to your website, mulberrywoodworking.com. You need to go. You need to check it out, because some of the pieces that you have created are amazing. They are beautiful, just outstanding. With all this experience that you've had working with hardwoods, and what's your favorite wood to work with, and what's your favorite thing to create?
Well, that's a great question. I'm a sucker for a walnut. I just really enjoy black walnut. That's got to be my favorite, hands down. It's just so beautiful. It's easy to work with, and it just always looks good. You really can't go wrong with it. My favorite thing to create. You know, we provide a lot of cabinet installation. And that's for some custom shops here locally. And to be honest with you, even more than custom furniture, that is a lot more fun to me than building a table. And I love building tables, and I love building, you know, other things for folks. But what I found is if I can build something in someone's home that they're going to enjoy, you know, it's a built-in fixture in their home, I enjoy the relationships I get to build. I've said this for years. I really live in other people's homes, you know, and working in their home, I get to build that relationship with them. I get to know them and their family. And I just love, you know, the finished product of being able to leave. And when we pack up and clean up, just to look back at what we've accomplished and to see the smile on their face, that means a whole lot more to me than, you know, just building something in my shop and delivering it. So that's been a great joy, the relationships that we've been building and getting to know Hoosiers. One of the things I do tell my customers, you know, moving from Colorado, I have all the time people say, "What in the world were you thinking moving from Colorado to Indiana?" And I say, you know, Indiana's nice, but we love Hoosiers. We have just really enjoyed, you know, the hospitality of our customers, and our neighbors have been wonderful. So just building those relationships. But I'd say walnut is my favorite wood, and favorite thing to build is just a finished kitchen. I love it.
Well, I know Cindy and I were both admiring your handiwork on the Facebook page. That bathroom that you just posted not too long ago is just absolutely gorgeous. And I never even thought about doing woodworking probably three quarters of the way up on the wall with beautiful trim and everything. It's just amazing. And that was going to be one of my questions I was going to ask you. Did you custom build your cabinets, or is just the installation a sideline? But you just answered that for us. So, yeah, she's sitting on the other side here. You can't see her, but she's sitting on the other side here with a big, huge smile on her
face.
Well,
I'm smiling because one of our favorite restaurants, The Angry Donkey, has tables that you've been working with them as well. And I noticed them recently when I was at The Angry Donkey, and I'm like, these tables are phenomenal, not knowing that you were the one that had helped them with that.
Well, thank you. No, I really appreciate that. Yeah, what a wonderful restaurant, too. Their food is amazing.
I want to talk about some of the things you do on the outside of people's houses. I know that you can do custom cabinetry and you can build furniture and things like that, but it is the season where people like me are walking around the house thinking about where we're going to put flowers and things, and now we're noticing, oh, some windowsill areas that need fix, and maybe some front porch posts or things like that that are in need of repair. So let's talk about some of those things that you can help people with as well.
Yeah, we do some exterior door installation as well once in a while. And then we do a little bit of exterior restoration work. So one of the unique things I've got to do here is I was able to partner up with a guy. Really, I took a woodworking class in advanced cabinet making down in Paoli, Indiana, and got connected with a gentleman down there who is just a master of the craft. And he had hired me to do some exterior restoration on a home that he's been working on for literally 25 years. And just a very unique and special home. And so, you know, being a woodworker, I have specialized equipment for, you know, sanding exterior doors, wood doors, and things like that. And so I've been able to provide that service for his customers, but also for even some of my neighbors, you know, just doing some window restoration. That's not a large percentage of my business, but it is fun. And obviously, weather permitting here, you know, we get to do those things. But yeah, we do some exterior door installation, you know, and I really like Von Tobel's lumber in Lafayette, and so we just get all of our doors there. If somebody's interested in that, I've sold Therma-True doors, exterior doors, for a long, long time, and just really, really like the product. And so that'd be a great resource. And then we just pair up with that customer. They can buy the door. We help them pick it out and things like that, make sure it's the right size. But then we really just handle the installation side, and those are fun. You know, I always enjoy seeing a fresh new exterior door in a home. But as far as what we're doing in large percentage right now, like I say, we do a lot of cabinet installation. But I had a friend of mine who's been a business advisor of mine for about a year now, and he recommended we just expand our services more. And so we started installing a new product that our customers are loving, and I haven't posted this on my Facebook page or anything because it's a new service for me, but we're getting amazing feedback from our customers, and really that's under cabinet lighting in people's kitchens.
Yeah, sure.
And oh my goodness, it has been a game changer. I mean, we just installed one for a gal in Lafayette, and recently had a stroke, and so she's having some vision problems. And her kitchen, we installed new cabinetry in her kitchen, and it was still kind of dark in there. And so we installed their under cabinet lighting, and she absolutely loves it. And that's been a lot of fun for us. And so we've been seeing some really good feedback from our customers on that. Just coming from Colorado, something kind of funny is they have about 300 days of sunshine on average per year. And central Indiana, I looked it up the other day, it's an average of about 100 days of sunshine, and that's sunny and partly sunny. And so it's, you know, just a lot darker, but 80% of the homes I worked with in Colorado had under cabinet lighting, and here I'm finding only 10% do.
Sure.
And so, we're excited to jump into that, and that's, we're hoping to have eventually, I guess this is a preemptive launch, maybe I'm speaking early on this, but that's a service we're getting ready to launch and try to push pretty hard, locally, and maybe even tap into the, northern side of India a little bit with that too. So.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about barn doors. You know, barn doors in people's homes mm-hmm. have been really, really popular for a while now. Is that something that you guys do, and is that still as popular as it was, you know, 10 years ago, 5-10 years ago?
That's a good question. It is popular, and I do still see it. Yeah, and we've got a project coming up here where we'll have two barn doors in there. It's definitely still a trend.
Well, your cabinets that you make, what's the biggest style that you have requests for?
Well, and we're not making them right now. Right now we are providing the installation for them. But you know what I'm seeing is there's a hard and fast move away from white shaker, because everybody and their mother's brother had it for the last 15 years, and people are kind of getting over it. And so there's a big move back to stain grade right now. White oak is extremely popular. Hickory is very popular. Maple is very popular with painted cabinets. And so we're seeing a lot of two-tone kitchens right now in cabinetry. So a combination of different paint colors or maybe paint and then a stain or... I've been doing a lot of black lately too. So black cabinetry, or even I had an island here lately, and I have to post some photos of it. It was amazing. It was dark blue. It was just stunning, absolutely stunning. A lot of different combinations, but people are getting away from just the white shaker. I think it just kind of overtook the market so much, and they're a little over it. So.
Well, I know you've been doing cabinets for quite a while. What's what's the most popular wood for that? And I mean, what's the one that you feel is probably the best that's going to last? Because I know part of your motto or part of the theme of your work is that you want to build something that's going to last generations. So, what kind of wood do you look at for your cabinets?
You know, we use a lot of hickory. We use a lot of white oak and maple. Those are probably the three predominant woods right now in the market. Once in a while, we get some alder. But I would say between white oak and hickory and maple, that pretty much covers most of your stain grade options, and then also maple would be the pink grade option as well. Those are all locally available. They're not, white oak is a little bit pricier right now just because it's in such demand. But between those three species, you can come up with just about any combination that you like in cabinetry right now.
Well, between that and the black walnut, you could walk out your back door here in Indiana and pretty much get any wood you want.
That's the truth. That's absolutely the truth. Indiana has some of the most amazing hardwoods in the nation, you know, and some really unique ones, but especially white oak. You know, white oak is kind of special because, you know, the USS Constitution, which fought in many, many battles in history, in U.S. history, and it's still sailing today. The USS Constitution is an 18-inch thick white oak hull, and it was built from a forest in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually still maintain that forest for all of her repairs. And it's just, you know, so white oak and Indiana have a special relationship, I really think. And that's kind of neat. So, yeah, Indiana is very rich in hardwoods and in the history of hardwoods.
Yeah, I think the state of Indiana is like, I know we're in the top 10, but I believe we're in the top 5 as far as wood production and the being able to go back in and replant and keep those forests, you know, populated.
I just wanted to mention again, our guest is Scott Bagley with Mulberry Woodworking. And Scott, thanks again for joining us today. But one of the things I wanted to ask is about live edge pieces. I'm looking at a couple of pieces of wood on your Facebook page here. And some of them, just with the live edge, are you still getting a lot of requests for live edge pieces?
You know, not especially. I think, how would I put this? I think it's a little bit like shiplap, maybe, where it kind of oversaturated the market slightly, or white shaker cabinetry oversaturated. I get a little bit of requests for that once in a while, maybe a basement bar top or something like that. But I think people are moving away from that a little bit, and but I see it mostly in where we do still install it in floating shelves. So if someone has, you know, let's say some built-ins that are on either side of the fireplace or something like that, they'll have a below, they might have floating shelves above. Those are still live edge, but I think it's just kind of oversaturated the market just a little bit, and people are going back to, you know, more of a functional square edge piece.
Do you make all your cutting boards?
Yes, I do.
I kind of figured you did. What? Tell us a little bit, because I saw those too. And cutting boards, for anybody who cooks, you want a really good one. You don't want to. You don't want a prefab cheapy from the basic store. You want a good cutting board that's going to last. Talk a little bit about that process.
Okay, I'm so glad you asked. I am a little bit opinionated on this matter, but I
because I cook a lot.
I think opinion is correct. Don't follow that. But basically, you know, with cutting, you see a lot of cutting boards now that are floating SD, and they have 150 different types of wood and all kinds of, you know, African exotics. And I'll just say that not every wood is designed for moisture. So there are many species of wood that are very open grained, and water will just flow right into those, and then they have open pores, and so you get bacteria that will grow inside of the pores. And those may look clean, deep down inside the wood, you can really have a lot of bacteria in there. And so you really want a closed grain wood, and you want something that is very, very durable. And so I build all of mine out of hard maple. Hard maple is a closed grain wood. It's very smooth when it's sanded. It doesn't have open pores. And it's just extremely durable. And so, you know, if you inherited your grandma's 100-year-old cutting board, there's a good chance it's hard maple. And it's just a great wood to work with. And it's closed grain, so you don't get that bacteria in there. And then when it gets worn out, you could just sand it, and you're back to a good fresh surface again. And so that's what I wanted to offer with my cutting boards online, is just something that's nice and thick, and it's all hard maple and nothing else. And then I just offer a service if you know, say 5 or 10 years down the road, it looks really rough and beat up. Somebody can send that in to me, and for $25 or $30, we'll resurface that, run it through the planer, run it through the sander, and re-edge it, and send it back to them. So that we have, they don't have to buy a new one, and they can have a constantly fresh-looking cutting board if that's what they'd like.
Again, Scott Bagley is our guest with Mulberry Woodworking.
So, what's the biggest one that you've made?
You know, probably, well, butcher block countertops. So
I was just getting ready to go there.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to go there.
Yeah, that's the biggest one that I've made is oh gosh, I don't know, probably a 4x10 island.
That might be a little harder to take down and send back.
Yeah, I will just show up on site with standing equipment there. We won't be removing that. But yeah, I've done a number of butcher block countertops, and I love making those.
Well, that would be great. I was going to ask you about noodle boards too, but man, if you do the countertop, right, there's your noodle board.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, butcher block countertops, you know, they do require a little bit more effort. The mates there involved. But the look is hard to It's really special.
We're getting close to time, unfortunately. Again, Scott Bagley with Mulberry Woodworking is our guest today. And Scott, I just want to give you open mic for just a second. If you could tell anybody something about your business or something about what you do, what would be something that you would want people to know, especially about your particular business?
Well, I would say right now our primary emphasis is cabinet installation, and then we're just now launching the under cabinet lighting and really going to make a go of that. And so I would just say a need for anyone, just give me a call if they're looking to have new cabinets installed or under cabinet lighting. It's our focus at this point. So we're here. Would you like me to give my contact information?
Yes, I would, please. If you're okay with that, yes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So the best way is to reach out to me, either through text or just give my business phone a call, 765-490-1434, or just shoot me an email at scott@mulberrywoodworking.com.
Okay, I'm writing it down that way. We do have some people that don't have pens and pencils on them when they're listening, and they think afterwards that, man, I wish I were really... But we have that information here, folks. So scott@mulberrywoodworking.com. You can also give Scott a call. Again, Scott Bagley from Mulberry Woodworking. You can give him a call, 765-490-1434. And as someone who was also struggling with that under light cabinetry, that is a big deal. deal. I can just tell you that has made a huge difference in my life. So it's the small things, right? They say, and it really is. So the under cabinet lighting is fantastic. So give them a call for that as well. If you have any needs, I'm sure that they can do specialty items for you as well. They build furniture and cabinets and butcher block countertops and all kinds of beautiful things. You can check them out on Facebook as well. Scott, thank you so much for being our guest today. We wish you all the best in your business, and we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much. It's been wonderful to talk with you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Again, that was Scott Bagley with Mulberry Woodworking.
Yeah, and one of the things that you'll notice, do go to their Facebook page and their website. Check those out. The one thing you'll notice that is everything is done the old-fashioned way. Dovetails, joints. It's all there. You don't see a bunch of screws and a bunch of little brads holding everything together. It's not made that way.
Right.
So it's amazing craftsmanship.
And sometimes people want, you can get pre-made cabinets, and I'm not dogging those pre-made cabinets. For some places, those are just perfect. But if you're wanting custom cabinets and things like that, it's nice to know someone. Or, I have this one place that I wanted to replace the cabinet underneath the sink in this one bathroom forever. Now, you're kind of getting a name of someone that can do that for you now. And so Scott Bagley is the guy. And again, if you would like information on any of our guests that we have on for Marshan's Window Tending Spotlight, please let us know, because we can hook you up if you don't have a pen or paper on you at the time.
Yep, very most definitely. Well, that's going to wrap up Party Line for this Monday. We lived through it.
Another one in the books.
We'll be back tomorrow for more Party Line. Everybody get out there if you get the chance. Hopefully you don't stuck inside all day. Get out there, enjoy the beautiful weather, because it may change later this week. I'm not going to spoil anything anymore.
Don't
than
do
I
it.
Have to.
Don't so. You do it. Right now, right, just a chance on Wednesday. Not even half a chance.
It depends on who you talk to. But anyway, everybody have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here on Party Line.